IELTS Listening, version 59374. You will hear a number of different recordings, and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in four sections. Write all your answers in the listening question booklet. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to section 1 on page 2 of your question booklet. Section 1. You will hear an Englishman called Steve phoning a friend called Susie about his trip to Arizona in the United States. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 4 on page 2. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hello?
Hi, Susie. It's Steve.
Steve, hi! How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. Actually, I've got to attend a conference in July in Tucson, Arizona, and I was hoping you could give me a few tips. You're from around there, aren't you?
I sure am. Tucson's not my hometown, though, but it's definitely worth seeing.
What's the weather like around then? Is it true it's about 40 degrees centigrade in the daytime?
That's right, and not less than 25 at night. A bit different from England in July.
The temperature during the day will be 40 degrees, so 40 has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 4.
Hello?
Hi, Susie. It's Steve.
Steve, hi! How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. Actually, I've got to attend a conference in July in Tucson, Arizona, and I was hoping you could give me a few tips. You're from around there, aren't you?
I sure am. Tucson's not my hometown, though, but it's definitely worth seeing.
What's the weather like around then? Is it true it's about 40 degrees centigrade in the daytime?
That's right, and not less than 25 at night. A bit different from England in July.
True. I was wondering what to take with me. I won't need warm clothes then, will I?
Well, you'll find that everywhere is air-conditioned, and it can feel quite cold sometimes, so a jacket would be a good idea. You might need an umbrella as well, as we sometimes have thunderstorms during the day, but you can always pick one up when you get there.
My conference is only for a couple of days, so I was wondering what I could do in Tucson.
Well, it's a beautiful position. I'd hire a car in Tucson, and then follow the trails in the desert.
Okay, I'm writing all this down. Any other tips? Museums and stuff?
Well, there are lots of museums. The usual thing, like wildlife and history. But I think the most interesting is the Space Museum. So my advice would be to go there. What else? Well, there are plenty of walks you can do. The town itself is great, and there are plenty of places you can eat and drink when you get too hot and tired.
Any chance of a game of golf?
Oh, absolutely. There are loads of courses around Tucson.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 5 to 10 on page 2. Now listen and answer questions 5 to 10.
If you've got time, why don't you visit my parents? They'd love to see you.
Great. Can you give me their address?
Sure. They live in the town of Williams at 6073 Fearnley Drive.
Okay. How do you spell that?
F-E-A-R-N-L-E-I-G-H. 6073 Fearnley Drive.
Okay. Got that.
The town's in northern Arizona, and it's named after a hunter in the area in the early 1800s. He used to make a living shooting animals around there for their skins.
Sounds interesting. So, is it full of old buildings?
Well, the post office is the oldest, as it was built in 1881. But there was a big fire in 1901, and most of the town was burnt down. But it didn't take them long to rebuild. Oh, and the famous Route 66 goes through the town. That was built in 1926. So, when exactly are you going?
The conference is from the 1st to the 2nd of July. Will your parents be at home after that?
Oh, yes. They wouldn't miss the 4th of July, Independence Day.
Ah, okay. So lots of fireworks.
As soon as the sun goes down. People come from miles around to see them. Why don't you give my parents a call? They're on 928-635-2271. I'm sure they'd love to have you.
Okay, I'll do that tonight.
And really, you shouldn't be in Arizona without taking a trip to the Grand Canyon for a few days. Hold on, I've got a leaflet here. I took a friend there last summer. She had a great time. Okay, it says here that there are a lot of tours you can take when you get there.
Someone told me you could take a helicopter. Can I do that?
Sure. That tour takes about 1.5 hours, and there are 7 a day to choose from. The last is 5:30. You get a really good idea of the huge size of the canyon from up there.
Sounds good. Any chance I can get down to the river? I'm quite good in a canoe.
Yes, you can do that too. Let's see. Ah, yes, there's an all-day trip. They provide you with waterproof clothes, but they recommend you bring sun cream. You'll really need it down on the river.
Well, that should keep me busy for a few days. Oh, thanks, Susie. That's terrific. I'll ring you again just before I go.
That is the end of section 1. You now have half a minute to check your answers.